once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Insight. Chase didn't do the finger point. He just gave me the thumbs up.
Yeah, I usually give you the finger point.
Yeah. I've been finger pointed one too many times, I think. We welcome everybody on this gorgeous Wednesday night. We finally have Mother Nature straightened out, and she's going to give us a nice weekend. And we welcome in studio Miss Audrey Subler from the Cancer Association of Mercer County. Hello, Audrey.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
How are you tonight?
Oh, pretty good tonight.
So the Cancer Association of Mercer County has been around for how long?
They opened their doors in November of 1997. That was when they first started.
So 25 years. And
that's good ciphering, Jack.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. So as you, so is there like a purpose or goal of the Cancer Association? Is there like a vision statement of some sort?
Well, there you got me. Where there is help, there is hope. So we try to keep all the money in Mercer County. We do keep all the money in Mercer County, I should say, for the patients with cancer. So that's, yeah, where there's help, there's hope.
And so, you are one of the board members,
I am,
right?
One of the board members, and, yes.
And how long have you been a board member?
I have been on since the spring of 1994. I came on after my daughter had cancer in 2004. I do that all the time. No. My daughter had cancer in 2000, and then after they helped me, then I got interested in giving back. So
fantastic. So it's a labor of love, and it's very personal to you, I'm sure.
It is very personal with me. But yeah. And my mom had cancer, and I saw how Cancer Associations helped her and just made her feel like someone was there for her. So she had someone to go talk to and, you know, just get some help. So and that's what they did for us too. So
fantastic. And I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and go further into how can the Cancer Association of Mercer County help people feel that way. I think that's cool that they can do that. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Did you know that the Fort Recovery Library has free digital books, audiobooks, magazines, videos, and more that you can access through the library's catalog on their website? So if you have a tablet, e-reader, or smartphone, just go to fortrecoverylibrary.org and click the catalog file near the top of the page. Then click on the download graphic on the right and you'll be able to access lots of great material from their library. So download the app now or stop by the library and they'll be happy to help you download it on your electronic device. Then you'll have access to lots of ebooks, audiobooks, videos, and more, anytime, anywhere. The Fort Recovery Library, your source for great books and a whole lot more.
We're back. Insight. Talking to Audrey Subler from the Cancer Association of Mercer County. And right before break, Audrey, you had said something about your mom recently had cancer.
Oh, no, she's passed a cancer.
Okay.
But she was involved with the Cancer Association.
Okay. And you talked about how much she appreciated what they could do for her.
Yeah. They would help her with mileage. She had to go back and forth to Columbus. She went back and forth to Dayton. It got to be lots of mileage. So they first helped her with that, and they also helped with wigs at that time. And she could just find out information, you know, about her cancer and about what types of treatment was going on with her. So,
yeah. So is there like a liaison that is assigned to a person, or is it kind of a team approach?
With our association, our director is Valerie Heitkamp, and she
which also happens to be your sister.
Yes, my sister.
And Valerie Heitkamp is Tony Heitkamp's wife. Secret Judy Ruth?
Yes, I can't
remember which one that is, but yeah.
I got her on.
And she's awesome.
I got her on and then kind of pushed her into the director position when it came open because she's a good pushing person.
Yeah.
She's not afraid to ask for money, and that's what we need.
Well,
so.
and you know, if it's just so she can take a vacation somewhere, she probably would not ask anybody for anything. But if it's to help other people,
yes,
you know, she'd do anything she can to help people.
That's right. That's right. She does. And they come in there and they meet with her. A lot of them will sit down and, you know, talk to her about what's going on with them. And they just don't know where to start. And, you know, we give them the packet, like to explain to them what we can all help them with. And then, you know, I know one person they need a hotel. So she's like, okay, well, we can help you with a hotel, you know, one night, in the gas. And, you know, some of them need items like a shower chair because they can't, you know, they get weak from the chemo and they need something like that. We provide one of those, or she'll hunt them down what they need and get it for them. So Valerie's very good people person. You know, she just listens, and that's part of the Cancer Association, you know, and if she finds somebody that needs something, if they want to talk to someone who has the other kind of cancer, of course she can't give them a name, but she'll go back to someone that she knows has had that cancer, ask them, would you be willing to talk to them? And so she's like that liaison, and so they do appreciate that. So.
And so they give them things, but they also give them advice and support, and just not support just with hotels and gas, but for things that information that they need to know and how to, you know, what do I do? What happens after this? What happens before this? Well, how does that all go? And you can, you know, that peace of mind is a gigantic thing in something
it
like
is.
That when you know there's people that can't tell you how it's going to end up, but they can tell you how it's going to go and the steps that you might encounter along the way, and they already can tell you how to get around all these things that could happen. So you know, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It just really is.
I mean, people in Columbus Ohio State, to James. They know about the Mercer County Cancer Association, the Cancer Association of Mercer County, and they will say, did you get a hold of your cancer association? You know, we can send this information to them. And so we have them, and we got the Grand Lake Regional, you know, referring people to us. So we're at, our name is out there that we do help. And so, you know, it's a good feeling.
So for somebody to get help, is this a thing where you, Valerie, or somebody that's on that team hears of somebody that has cancer and reaches out, or do you wait and let that person reach out to you?
No, a lot of times someone will contact, like if I know someone that has cancer, I said, did you get a hold of the Cancer Association? If you want, I can get you a packet of information, or you can call Valerie at the Cancer Association and she will get that started for you. We're not an income-based organization, so everyone qualifies as long as you're a resident of Mercer County.
It just seems like there's a half dozen people every day in the area that you hear have some sort of battle that they're fighting.
Right.
Okay. What's the number that they call, or is there a Facebook page, or what's the best way?
There is a Facebook page. We have a Cancer Association Mercer County Facebook page. We have a number, 419-584-0014. That goes right to the office, and if Valerie's not there, just leave a message. And we also have a website, and so there's, you know, different ways to reach us. So,
to me... as you know, somebody that went through that a little bit, mm-hmm. okay, it's tremendously helpful to know that there's somebody out there that went through the same thing that you did.
Yes.
You know, and that's the type of thing that the Cancer Association does, correct?
Right. Yes. Okay. Yes. You know, I went through it. It was great to have the mileage. If I needed medicine, they found someone to help me pay for medicines. You know, with my daughter, that's what we needed. We struggled with, so they helped us with that, and it was a blessing. Such a blessing. It makes you feel so wonderful. So
some of those specialty prescriptions can be thousands of dollars.
Oh, yes, and Valerie helps with those. She gets on that. She gets on that internet, and she'll find them. I know one lady had a medicine that cost $5,000, and she found it for like within less than $20. I think she found a program that you could get it for so much cheaper. So,
wow, that's great. Yeah. And you know, let's say somebody has kind of unlimited funds and they don't need financial help, as you talked about before. There's just so much advice, and here's what's going to happen. Just showing you how things will go. That's a big deal for mm-hmm. people. The money thing helps almost everybody, but there's people right. that go, well, I don't really need any financial help. I'm okay. But you don't give just financial help.
No, we also have
so
a hope
much
group.
More.
Yeah. We have a hope group now on once a month on Thursday, usually on Thursdays, mm-hmm. where people can come in. We do crafts where they can just sit and talk about what's going on with their cancer. You know, we play games sometimes. They don't want to do a craft. They just want to sit and talk. Sometimes they just, it's their out to get out. And, just to have, sometimes it's so overwhelming to try and talk about your cancer. But when you have someone else to talk to, it really helps.
Right.
So.
You know, and the realization that your friends, your relatives, when like you're going through that, they don't know what to say.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You know, and to have a place where you can go where people do know what to say
mm-hmm.
Helps greatly, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I always been able to talk to someone about cancer because it's been so much of my life. You know, I'm not afraid to say something to somebody, and a lot of people are like, it doesn't bother you. I'm like, well, I've been through it with my daughter. I went through it with my mom. So, you know, it's, you just, sometimes you just got to get it out there, and then it breaks the ice. So,
so the Cancer Association of New Mercer County is headed by who?
There's a board of directors that you know I'm involved in, and then Valerie is the director. So, the board of directors. We actually, you know, Nancy Hoying just left the board just recently. She retired. But there's a lot of them from this area that have been involved in it, and then they go on to be honorary members. We have about 12 people. I can't even think how many, so I didn't count them. And we all take turns.
Do you have a list of them that you can give us?
Yeah, I have.
Names of them, or at least most of them?
I have Pam Hoying. She's our president right now. And Marge Gale, she's our vice president. Amber Mattrall, she's our secretary. Sue Freisteller, she's our treasurer. And then there's Joe Heitkamp.
Was Sue the director before?
Yeah, Sue was the director before.
Yeah, I was thinking that she was the director before.
Yeah,
before
she trained Valerie. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she is.
She's something special.
And we have Kevin and Shelley Dresch, Nikki Hemmelgarn, Cindy Hemmelgarn, Dick Winning, and myself. I don't think I've forgotten anyone. But
if they do, you can call the Hastings hotline at 567-510-0096.
They all have my cell. They'll be sending me a text. So I'm like, you forgot this one.
So the association holds monthly meetings?
We hold about 5 meetings a year.
Okay, so about every other month.
Yeah.
Probably throw an extra one in there for you when Hope Fest is coming around.
Yeah, we kind of meet the first of the year to get things going for Hope Fest. And then in March, right before Hope Fest. and then June, right after Hope Fest.
Yeah.
And then September and November. So
we touched briefly on the Hope Fest, but let's talk about, like, the fundraising from a cancer association. So how much money does the Cancer Association raise, or how much do you have budgeted?
I don't have numbers in front of me. So I would say it's around $160,000 a year we need for our budget, because it's roughly $15,000-$16,000 a month. Some months are higher, some months are lower. It's been going up a little bit higher since, you know, gas prices and just prices in general. And so that's gone up a little bit. We see about 16 new patients a month sometimes. So, you know, and they all have, they get like, I think what their limit is around 350 or 450 a month. I think it's 350 a month is what they get, like, unless there's special circumstances, you know, so.
So that's to help cover the mileage, the hotel,
Of thing. So they usually give them like a budget of like around $350 a month, where we pay bills, mileage, a wig, drinks, the protein drinks that they drink, dressings, copays, like the hotels, like you said.
It is amazing when you think. So did you say there's about 16 or 60?
16.
16. You know, when you think about each month, there's another 16. And I, you know, you have some people that you fall off because they have recovered and stuff. But 16 new, I guess, clients, patients each month at $350.
Yeah, up to that. Yeah, some don't ask for that much. Some, you know, and it's not always 15. It's sometimes less. But
sure.
But yeah, it should be a lot, and, you know. But that's what we're there for. That's what people donate money to us for. So.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about the Hope Fest and some of the details of that. So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at ClinchernandSons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI. Not real. Come on.
We're back. Insight. We're talking to Audrey Subler from the Cancer Association of Mercer County. I've learned that you want to make sure you get the name right, correct?
Yes.
So you know, we were talking during break, and you know, so the association has a budget of approximately $160,000 a year, correct?
Approximately, yes.
Okay. And the biggest part of that goes to these patients, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's her salary, but Valerie's salary, but, yeah. But it's...
And heat and lights.
Yeah.
So the $160,000, does that enable you to meet the needs of everybody that walks in the door?
Some need more, but we can't, if we take it from, give it all to one, we can't give everyone their share. So
if somebody decided to make sure that you had, let's say, another $50,000 or $100,000 every year, it wouldn't just sit there. You would be able to use it to help people.
Yeah, we have increased all of our amounts. We used to be 25 cents a mile. Now we're 30 cents a mile. You know, we've added counseling. Some people need psychological counseling.
Absolutely.
We offer a oil change once a year. Hotels, we've added that. You know, up to so many a year. I'm not sure on the number there.
So yeah. You do what you can with the money you have.
Right.
And if somehow money would just suddenly flow from a grant or somebody leaving a big amount or pledging to do such and such every year, the money wouldn't just be sitting there with not helping anybody.
Right.
It would always be used.
Yes, we've increased everything. We have to, you know, you've got to play a fine line there because you don't want to run out of money either. So we watch it, and then at the end of the year, that's what our meetings are for, to see where we think we need to increase a little bit more. We have a client budget meeting, and then, you know, we go through each thing and see how much more. You know, we used to help with hotels once in a great while, but now they can, I think, get once a month or something.
Yeah.
This is
totally off the new subject to a certain extent, but is there a certain type of cancer or certain age group that the Cancer Association has seen an increase in over the last 5 to 10 years?
Or is just everything just seemed
to... It seems like everything.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I can't really say one or... I mean, breast cancer is one of the biggest ones, I think, that we see. We just see colon cancer, too.
Yeah.
Skin cancers, you know.
And those are probably the three biggest ones that in the last 5 or 10 years people are more aware of. They've probably had it in the past and didn't realize it until maybe it was too late or too much. But now people are getting really... They know
more
that there's
informed,
yeah. yeah more informed and there's more catching it earlier, I guess.
Right.
So you maybe it's not as serious, but it can last. The treatment can last longer.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, that's always a good thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, we help with mileage for going for testing and that too. So, mileage is our biggest expense.
Sure.
So
with the $160,000 budget.
I'm just guessing on that
yeah.
amount.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Where does that come from?
Yeah. We have many fundraisers. People do so many fundraisers for us. We just had the Stone Tiger karate classes. They did a fundraiser up in Rockford for us recently. The Eagles, the Moose. Mm-hmm. Tailgate for Cancer at St. Mary's, they give to our organization. We do the Hope Fest. That's our biggest fundraiser. Wally Post is a big fundraiser.
The Wally Post Open is
yeah.
a oh, I don't think I realized that. I knew there was cancer stuff involved. I didn't realize that was the Mercer County Cancer Association. That
yes.
is, or the county, the Cancer Association of Mercer County.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a big deal, and a lot of people love that. That is really a big deal.
It's a nice, enjoyable day for us to sit out there if it's nice and sunny, too.
Yep, so. Good for you.
It can be really hot once in a while.
Oh, yeah, it can be hot.
it seems to rain right over late July.
yeah.
So we talked about the Hope Fest. So what percent of that 160,000 does the Hope Fest represent?
I think 160,000. That sounds right. I don't know. Our Hope Fest, we've had years where we've had 50,000 a year. Some years we've 60,000, 70,000. That's our portion.
Where does the money come from? Do people donate? Is there a fee to...
We have sponsors.
I guess maybe just tell us about the Hope Fest. It's probably
okay. We have the sponsors for the Hope Fest. We have gold, silver, and bronze sponsors, $1,500 or $250. Mm-hmm. They get their names on the backs of the shirts. We sell the raffle tickets. We have, we still have a raffle. We have quote-unquote games out at the Hope Fest. Kind of make it a family ordeal. We sell blocks of hope where you can buy a block for $5, and it's either an honor or memory of someone who has had cancer. So we sell sometimes around 2,000 blocks. We sell balloons, and we have concessions. We still have a barbecue chicken dinner. This year, Kona Ice is coming in, and with Kona Ice, what they do is they come in and then they'll donate up to 25% back what they make to help our organization. We just get lots of donations, too. People just donate to us.
So Hope Fest is not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. Is that
May the 12th.
On Friday?
From 4 to 11.
Okay. So it doesn't go into overnight and Saturday and all that.
No, it used to. Yeah, yeah. So very early in the starts. And we all get, you know, everybody gets a little older and it makes it a little harder to do that. but yeah, so now we start at 4. We have chicken dinners. Those are pre-sale only. Those start at 4 to 6. And then the concessions open up, the games open up, a registration opens up. And then
if somebody wanted chicken dinner tickets for that, how would
That closed today. So that's closed today.
Okay, because there had to be a deadline. You have to get that in ahead of time. So.
Yeah,
I hope you got your chicken dinner tickets.
I hope you do too. If you don't have that, do you want to come out? We have concessions. We have winners, hamburgers.
And
lots of other food.
Like you said, there's family fun. So what do they do at the Hope Fest? Is it mostly just I know they used to go around the track and things like that.
Well, teams collect money, pledges, sell the blocks, sell the raffle tickets. They all get up to 15 members on a team. Mm-hmm. They come out and support their loved ones that have had cancer or, have passed from cancer. We have a survivor celebration. I think it starts at 6:45. Where anyone that's had cancer registers, comes out, and we honor them. And then they started off with the survivor lap. At that time, the walk goes on for a while.
And I think a lot of those people that walk kind of hang around and they're talking. So even if you're not going to go over and do a walk, and if you're not on a team or whatever it might be, it's good to go over there and you can just kind of chit chat with people.
Oh yeah. You can chit chat, read all the names on the walls. It's really humbling to go read those now, and just see how many people have been affected.
If your original idea is to go over and just kind of chit chat, take your billfold along or your checkbook, because you're probably going to
get... It is a fundraiser, as I always say.
You're going to get inspired with what these people do to help other people in not just financial need, but in need. And you're going to want to help. So, but if you just do go over and just chit chat, you're helping support the people that are making
that's
some money.
Right.
So all of that's okay. You just go over there and have some fun.
This year we're having since it's 25 years, we're honoring the original board members. Oh. And if you ask me all those names, I don't have those. So, Nancy Owing was one of them. A few others. I don't know if Jerry Kalp was one of them. He's been a board member. From Port Recovery. So there's, we're going to honor all those, have them come over, and then we're going to put a plaque for them. And we announce all the names that people have bought blocks for at 9:45, I think we start that. So a lot of people like this. It's very somber.
So about how many names are of those blocks?
We've had from 1,500 to 2,500 blocks sold. Yep. So
now, I think that's the set of names that Valerie sends over to us. Okay, so starting once we get all of those names, what we do here at Fort Recovery Radio, and I believe WRKD up in Rockford also does it at different times. WCSM has in the past, but I'm not sure they're doing it now. But we, at the bottom of every hour, we run a set of 20 or 30 names for, a week or more. At the bottom of every hour, there's about 20 or 25 names that are read. And so all of those names that are on there do get not only the Wall of Hope over at the Hope Fest, but also you get to hear them on local radio where people actually do hear those names. And that's
very nice of you.
Yeah, well, it came about with COVID and they couldn't do anything, so they wanted to get the names out. And so we decided, I'll be happy to do that. And Rockford was very happy to do it. WCSM did it. My understanding is that since they've started the Hope Fest back up where people can actually go, that WCSM may or may not be doing it. But I know that we're doing it, and I think Rockford will probably do it again. At various times, we don't always do it at the same time. So that's one more thing that is, it's really good to get those names out so people remember, get to hear, get to, you know, get to put a name with the problem that we're having. And it just, it's, to me, it's actually an honor to be able to do that, because I think that that's what we do, and that's what Rockford Radio does. It's just community. So that's what we're trying to do. So
We have many people stick around just to hear those names.
You know, that's important.
It is very.
Well, and it's, you know, you'd use the word humbling, you know. And as you, like, walk and you look at the names on the wall, you know, and, and you know, and you start thinking, oh, I forgot about, you know, I forgot about him and what he went through, and her and what she went through. And it's really one of those cases that connects everybody.
Yeah, it seems like everyone knows someone that's had cancer in their family. Well, you know,
if you go over there and look at the wall, or if you listen to ours, you're gonna recognize 20% of the names are people you actually know, and almost all the rest of them are people you at least have heard of.
Right.
So, you know, it's regular people that are dealing with things like this.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and you come back and you maybe tie a bow around the whole Hope Fest thing. Talk a little bit more about how can people donate. So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our baseball team will host the New Bremen Cardinals, and that game can be heard live on Fort Recovery Radio. Friday, they'll host the Anna Rockets, and that will also be on Fort Recovery Radio. On Saturday, the boys will travel to Rushi to play the defending state champion Raiders. That doubleheader will start at 10 a.m. and will bring you both games on Fort Recovery Radio. The season is starting to wind down, so get out and support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
It makes Chase a little nervous when there's dead air. So, I'm sorry, I had to do that.
He's not used to you doing that to him. You do it to me every week.
So we're back talking to Audrey Subler.
Back talking?
Well,
I wouldn't be back talking to her.
And from the Cancer Association of Mercer County. And you know what? I have to give a shout out to you. You know, you've been a board member since 2004.
Right.
So you're starting your 20th year, which is is really cool.
Doesn't seem like that, but I guess I am.
Right. And you know, when like you talk about groups of people getting together to help others, you know, there's a personal commitment and a personal buy-in that you have with this that that you know, drives you to show up five times a year, and it drives you to stay involved. And I think that that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm there more than five times a year. But yes, no, yeah. I enjoy it. If I didn't, I wouldn't be doing it. But no, I volunteer. You know, I just want to see it continue. So
yeah. So let's talk about. Okay, so the Hope Fest is when?
Friday, May 12th.
Friday, May 12th, and it's at the St. Henry Wally Post
Athletic Complex. Yeah.
Okay. Which is basically the football field.
Right, it's a football field.
Yeah. Come dressed for the weather because you've seen everything, I'm sure, over the past 25 years.
Yes. Last year we had such bad weather we even moved it to Saturday, but we're hoping to keep it on Friday so it stays.
Well, I've talked to Mother Nature.
Thank you.
She's fine with it now.
Or do.
If you want to donate and you can't make it to the Wally Post Athletic Complex next Friday, yes. What do you do?
You can take your money to the Cancer Association. You can drop it in the mail, you know, or come out to the Hope Fest. We always take money.
A really easy way to kind of tell where to do it is go to their Facebook page.
Yes.
And message them, and they can give you the address.
Right.
I believe it's 218 North Wayne Street in...
South Main.
South Main Street in Salina. And it's kind of in a little strip mall that sits kind of 180 or 90 degrees from Main Street. It doesn't face Main Street. There's a little strip of businesses there. So, but, you know... You can do that. If somebody wants to, is it too late to enter a team in it?
Yeah, because the teams, we have to get the t-shirts ordered and that.
Okay.
But, yes, you can still buy raffle tickets. You can still buy blocks. Up until that night, you can buy blocks.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than just a fundraiser. We do like to celebrate these survivors.
Right.
And honor those that have passed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From cancer, because it's, you know, it's not easy for anyone. It's hard.
No.
It's so,
no, not at all. Even if it's one that you know you're going to be able to survive, if you catch it early enough, and a doctor says 100% chance, cure rate, it's still cancer. And it's still something you have to deal with.
Yes.
And you just need to know that you were the lucky one that caught it early, because, you know, most of the cancers, if you catch them early, you can beat them. If you don't, you can't.
Yes.
And then there's in-betweens of all of that stuff.
But, right.
But, you know, it's always good to try to throw your support for it, even if it's just showing up and buying something from Kona Ice.
Right.
You know, just going over and chit-chatting with some people.
Buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, if you want to write a check, if you go over there, they'll sure make sure you know how to do it and that kind of thing. But, you know, and there's people at the business people at the end of the year that they might have some money. They want to donate 2% or 10% or 100% to various charities and people get their income tax refunds back, and they want to donate a percentage to the charities. The Cancer Association of Mercer County is one of the great things that, you know, they help local people.
It stays local, and it affects the whole county. So it's not just Salina or St. Henry.
Yeah,
you know. So
well, and you talked about it being a, you know, celebration of the survivors, and in a way, it's also a celebration of those that didn't. You know, right. Because remembering those that aren't with us, celebrating their lives and their battles, and none of us are going to make it out of here alive.
That's right.
You know, and it is cool to get together and to be thankful if you are one of those, and to remember those that you had a different fate.
It can be very emotional out there. So,
is there still, like, I was thinking there's some sort of like a candlelight thing that
not with us. I mean, a long time ago they did light some things around the track.
Okay.
But that stopped a long time ago.
Well, the kind of the lantern kind of things.
That
I think I think I remember hearing about that. Yep.
No, we have like I said, the around the track, you can bring your lawn chair, sit there, sit as a family. We have all the survivors grouped together, and then we call their names.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get a gift this year after they take their lap in that. So, I don't get out there. I'm usually in the concession stand. I don't get to see too much. I know from over the years, and I know preparing for it, what's going on. So, I still want to get out there to see the people.
Especially if the weather's nice, they get really nice crowds out there. And,
oh, they do.
People have a. People come and they've got a big heart when they come because it's important to them.
Oh, yes.
That's cool.
So if somebody goes out there next Friday, week from this coming Friday, and wants to put a name on the Wall of Hope, they can do that the spot. Okay.
Yep, they just go up to the registration tent.
I was sure that was what it was, but I want to make sure that people know that, the chicken dinner tickets, you're too late now.
Today was
the day they had to turn
it
in.
We got hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yep. Oh, dishes. Yeah. Yeah. So there's good. Yeah.
And pizza.
And Fishman's pizza. you can jump in there and put a name on the Wall of Hope.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. And then we've got some side raffles going, too, and like the kitty games. That's going to be a big tent this year. They got a lot of games for them. So.
Oh, kitty games. That's awesome. Yeah, something for the kids.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, Audrey, I'll tell you what, it's been great that you could come and visit us. Let's touch on the contact information, okay? So there's a Facebook page at
Cancer Association of Mercer County.
There's a website at
CAMC. Website.
Yeah, if you type in Cancer Association of Mercer County before you get before you get the county part typed in, it will show you where you can go. If you start typing it in on Google,
it'll come up. Screwed up too, so
it'll come up there.
It's very similar.
Phone number
419-584-0014.
Mailing address
PO Box 624. 218 South Main, Salina, Ohio, 45822.
Fantastic.
How about that, Jack?
That's good.
Yeah, she wasn't looking at notes either.
Social Security number.
No. No.
Okay.
Asterisk.
Spam.
Damn, I missed another one. So, I'll tell you what, Audrey, it's great to have you here. We wish you luck and lots of fabulous weather next Friday. And if you're not doing anything, get your butts over to the St. Henry Athletic Complex, for a very worthy cause.
Well, thank you. Yes. Thank you for promoting it.
Oh yeah. Well, it's a great service that you guys provide for the people in the county.
Well,
virtually every family
happy to help.
will be affected somehow with cancer.
Yeah, so if you know someone with cancer, have them call us. Yeah,
and again, if you feel like you don't need financial help, there's so much advice, and they've traveled these roads before. They can give you the roadmap. That's how it's going to go, and they just help. That's what you guys do, is just help.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Audrey, and we're going to take a break and come back with Rocker when this is when we come back. I think Rocker said he's got a gold medal show tonight.
Oh, well, that's good.
So stay tuned for Rocker.
He's usually
we'll
platinum,
be right back.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
The Fort Recovery Merchants Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 12th, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. The Brick Street will be lined with over 100 of the coolest cars ever made. It's one of the first events of spring here in Fort Recovery, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, great food will be available, and great oldies playing all night long. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual Spring Cleanup Day for our village residents on Saturday, April 29th. They start picking up items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. All mattress and sofa items will require a tag that can be purchased ahead of time at the village office and will not be picked up without a tag. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for the village residents will be on Saturday, April 29th, and you will need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m.
Let me know when we're on, Chase.
Now.
Oh. We're back. Hey, Rocker.
Jack.
You look nice tonight.
Thank you, Jack.
You get a new shirt?
Sure.
You got a haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
The old tin snip special.
Yep.
Get the hell out.
Looks good on you. So what's on the agenda tonight, buddy?
Well, we could do a little bit of the old school stuff and then a little
top 10 list?
No.
It's okay.
You ask that every week, Jack. The answer is no.
You would think he'd come up with one.
Well, I do that. I do that 3 days a week.
Yeah, that's enough. Your hot chicks of the 90.
Yeah,
that was good though.
No, yeah. It wasn't.
Tiffany Thiessen,
Michelle Geller.
Okay, that was a
12.
That was a goof up. Everybody's allowed
to jail, you moron.
Everybody's allowed to have
yeah,
one
the
goof
FBI
up.
Town looking for.
Can we get this gimmick going?
How you're not in jail yet is beyond me.
Yeah. Well, nobody would want to be with him in jail. That's for sure.
All right. Good, but I'm That's the last I'm saying. Go ahead.
1885.
1885.
Yeah, it's very good. Good Housekeeping goes on the shows for the first time.
Well, that's nice.
For all the housewives out there.
That's 30 years quicker than I'd have figured it. I'd have guessed about 1915. So that's good.
A little bit of help for the whole housewives. Start.
Yeah.
1972. Yep. The Rock is born.
Plymouth Rock?
Nope.
The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yes. Oh, that guy. Okay.
And he's born in 72.
Yes. 51. So he's 51. I think he's got one more match left in him.
51's getting up there.
Well,
you get to fight Hulk Hogan.
Ric Flair just wrestled last year or this spring, and he's 73.
Did he die?
No, he's still with us.
Oh, wow.
1997, Austin Powers travels back in space and in our theaters.
So do your best Austin Powers impression.
Okay, we'll try to make this safe. Hi-ya, baby.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I can't do the rest.
Thank you.
We'll keep this show in the air.
If we go home early.
Don't want to lose Neil's liquor license.
Liquor license.
RIP to old Gordon Lightfoot.
I saw that.
Yes.
You know, you don't realize how many singers he influenced.
The John Denver Canada.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's probably pretty comparable.
Oh, and John, he wasn't stupid enough to go up in his own plane.
Well, and I think he was a better storyteller.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was either.
Okay, we got area birthday time. Today we got Emily Wiesner.
Well, listening she's not here, yeah. From Louisiana.
Peyton Wendell.
Yeah.
And Kevin Wendell.
Awesome.
About your age, ain't you, Bubba? Kevin?
I don't know Kevin Wendell.
Be Pat Warner's boy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Does he still live in town here?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen him for a long time. Happy birthday, though.
Ryan Weskers.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to him, too.
Our citizen of the day, I thought you would get kicked out of this one. This is kind of the area firefighters who fought the JR fire.
That's a whole set of citizens. That's awesome.
I said area firefighters.
Yeah, but you said citizen of
the day.
Well,
you know.
Yep, we're okay with that.
If we want to be ticky-tack, that's fine.
Nope, that's perfect.
And something new I added to the little genre.
Uh-oh, here it goes.
Are we gonna make fun of it?
Nope.
Well, it's kind of tied into the old Gordon Lightfoot here.
Oh.
Song of the day, if you could read my mind.
No, we don't want that.
What a tale my thoughts would tell.
Yes.
Well, let me see if I can find that one.
Well, there's nothing dirty about it.
No. Well,
it is if we could read your mind.
Well, that boat's already sailed.
That boat's, what, your mind is already sailed?
Well, for this show, yes.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Look what time we're getting done.
I know, you guys are on fire tonight.
Well, we knew you had an important guest. Hope Bubba, he shows up.
Bubba, I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
Draft-wise.
Yeah.
If I've had people tell me that you cannot tell if a draft is a bust unless you go 3 years out.
Right.
But is it possible that a pick could be a bust right off the bat?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Possible.
Huh?
Who?
Who?
Yeah. How could somebody be a bust right off the bat?
Find out
that
they're getting ready to be arrested.
In the first season.
First season, okay.
Johnny yeah. Football.
But you have to give them a shot.
Well, yeah. Okay, Tim Couch. Tebow. That giant Manziel. Well, but the Johnny Manziel was not awful, if you think about it.
He's pretty awful.
He was bad.
But compared to, let's say, you know, Tebow, who didn't make it out of the board.
I mean, still won a playoff game.
Okay, that's all I had. That was worth about $1.50.
So,
oh, twice what I was thinking it was worth.
So, why do you ask that question?
Well, because I'm a different. Because when you have a deal like the Browns and the Texans fiasco, now Texans did good on that deal, but is it going to bear fruit? That's the thing.
Nobody knows.
That's the 3 years out thing.
Yep.
But he, now Watson himself could, you know, kind of make that look either good or bad in the next couple of years.
Yep. Houston was done with him. He was never going to play again for Houston. So even if he goes to Cleveland and sets that place on fire up there, Houston's not out anything because he wasn't going to play in Houston.
Well, and if he's a bust in Cleveland, the front office needs to be fired.
Well,
the whole front office needs to be cleaned out.
But you don't know. You don't know. You know, when because you give a guy 3 years. Because you set
the franchise back at least 3 years.
So if he turns out to be the...
From draft picks.
What have they done the last 10 years?
Well, that's not the point.
That is the point. They had nothing to lose. They haven't been worth a crap for a long time.
So that ain't the fault. That ain't the fault of the players.
If he does great, are you going to just triple their salary since they made the greatest decisions ever? If he turns out to be the best football player ever?
Well, if he's the best player ever, then
maybe they should get their salaries tripled because they were so wise.
The odds of that ain't very good.
Well, okay, but you don't know. 3 years, like you said.
How can you make a millionaire even more bigger?
Billion.
Hmm.
So,
Jack, you want to land this plane?
Yes, sir.
Sometime before I'm 80.
We are coming in for touchdown.
Touchdown?
Yes. For Jack Stogler, Rocker, Audrey Subler, Neil Bubba. Spencer.
Bubba.
Stay tuned for Sports Talk, where we're going to introduce you to the new girls basketball coach.
Yeah, exciting.
Right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Invite with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.